There are a lot of young people involved in Libya's rebellion. They're members of the rebel military. They're working to help form a new government. And they're producing revolutionary artwork, publications, and music. Our own Peter Breslow has this look at a place in eastern Libya where a rising generation of creative activists gather for the sake of revolution.
On any given day, you can find at least a few of Benghazi's young and restless in a large, empty cement lot off one of the city's main thoroughfares. In the late afternoon, young men gather to see just how much tire rubber they can burn. Fishtailing Toyotas leave a smear of swirling and smoking sticky blackness on the pavement. From a hotel room high above, the streaks appear like some kind of very postmodern design. About a mile away, just off Revolution Square, more substantive creations are taking shape. This is the media center for the 17th of February revolution, a dingy, dog-eared building, bustling day and night with frenetic 20 and 30-somethings trying to process what's going on here in Libya. On the second floor, a cottage industry of sorts has developed producing anti-Gaddafi posters. The walls are plastered with mainly black and white cartoons of the leader. In one, he's a fanged vampire with bombs and machine guns popping out the top of his head. In another, the colonel is depicted as a monkey picking lice off a crony. They all ooze vitriol. 32-year-old Akram Mohammed El-Biriki, one of a cadre of cartoonists working at the center, says he cranks out 4 to 5 drawings a day. This afternoon, the caricature he's working on presents the dictator in oversized sunglasses, dripping blood from the lower half of his body. The artist, sporting a goatee and jean jacket, says he used to draw his sketches at home in secret and then tear them up for fear of being discovered and imprisoned. When things quiet down, Biriki hopes for a career in fashion or interior design, occupations, he says, that were stifled under the old regime. Overseeing things at the center and making sure the cartoonists stay on message is Suzanne Hemi, who helped found the place. Hovering about in a dark headscarf, Hemi says she tries to make sure that as the artists lampoon Gaddafi, they don't offend any of Libya's tribes. Hemi studied law, but says she found her true calling in the uprising that began in February, demonstrating against the regime and admonishing the men to join her. She urged her husband and 17-year-old son to take up arms, telling them that if they die, they die as martyrs, and if they live, they live as revolutionaries. Up one more flight of stairs at the media center is the rehearsal space for Guys Underground. In a cramped room packed with a drum kit and guitars, the band is polishing its latest download, Revolution.
You know, it's like illegal to perform a rock concert here in Libya. You have to get invaded, you have to get a pass, you have to call somebody, and somebody calls somebody. And it was the somebody system, you know. Before the revolution, you have to think like 100 times before you do anything.
Medical student Marwan Fatala Gargoum is Guys Underground's bass player and songwriter. He says the group, which has been around since 2007, is finally able to express itself the way it wants. But with family living in dangerous places like Misrata, Zawiya, and Tripoli, sometimes he hesitates.
I'm very happy. I had a feeling, amazing feeling. I swear I never had in my life. Also, there's things that sometimes when I'm talking, I feel afraid about the people. I know there's my Muslim family in Misrata, and I have Muslim of them in Zawiya or in Tripoli, so I feel afraid about them because they might like kidnap my brother or do bad things for him.
Despite the worries, Gargoum says he and his friends become energized once they set foot in the media center.
I finish my work, like start in the morning, I come here. You're not feeling tired to rehearse or do any songs. Like before we said, I'm tired, I have to go home. But now you're going here, you find the painting, the drawing, you find studios, you find the newspaper, and all of them like enjoying doing their work. You know, even like we stay here till 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. and it's okay, like, because we love what we're doing here.
Lately, the band has been collaborating with local rap singers, but sometimes they go traditional, bringing in an oud player. Gargoum says Guys Underground's songs aren't explicitly anti-Gaddafi. Rather, he wants his music, like the upcoming release Revolution, to honor people who have died in the uprising and to lift the spirits of those still fighting.
People dying in whole streets, blood and tears on the feet.
Guys Underground have plans for a big concert, they say, right after Muammar Gaddafi is gone from the scene. Peter Breslow, NPR News.
And you can see some of the cartoons of Muammar Gaddafi that are popping up around Benghazi at npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.